Okay, you may be seated. Today's service is just all over my message. My title is, The Greater is Coming. The Greater. Tell me about that Holy Spirit. Okay. When I got this assignment, I said, now, this is Holy Communion Sunday. The clocks are moved up an hour. People want to go get their 2:30 dinner. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. So I'm supposed to hold your attention, but God is in control. The Holy Spirit is in this place. My 3 points are, number one, recognizing your season, the preparation, the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. Number two, our spiritual almanac, forecast, the Bible, God's promises. He doesn't do predictions. He just promises. Number three, declaring your great expectancy, victory in the name of Jesus, desiring the anointing. And when the song was passed, that's my message. That's an amen from the Lord, what has to be said. Right now, you're sitting here in a season. And some of you are looking like your season. Some are looking like they're all worn out in wintertime, sluggish. Some are springtime. Some are going through fall. Some are going through winter. I'm going through my winter season. I know I'm going through my winter season because God is taking me through. I've had 40 years of teaching. He's brought me through. And he's telling me, I want to take you somewhere else. There's a shaking going on within me. There's a shaking going on within you. But what you have to remember, our children are watching how we're handling our season. They may be little, and they have their season. They're pressing through. We're sitting here in church. You may be in your spring season. When you go home, you might have a winter season. Go to that job, here's a summer season. There's a fall season. But it all works for the glory of God if you ask him to enter it. Okay, God moves in a circular way. Have you ever noticed how you go through seasons, you may meet somebody, and later on they'll come back? Then you realize why God put that person in your life, why that situation happened. Sometimes we're standing here preaching and someone will come in. Oh, I know them, but we don't remember the name. But you remember your paths crossed. God gives us a winter season, a spring season, but everybody's season is different. Children are sitting here in a season. I think about when he gives us children who are sick. That's a season. I look over at Kenyatta. Doctor said this, doctor said that. But the prayers of the righteous avail much. I look at the children who up and down this aisle. It's their season. They may be sitting there playing games, but they're listening. How are you handling your season in front of your children? Are you praising God in spite of what you're going through? You talk about the word, you come to church. They're watching us. We're trained up in the way to go, how to handle our season. You wake up, you plead the blood on them. That's why I love communion so much. Because it tells us over and over again why Jesus died, why he came down. You know what? He went through a circular season. He came down, the cross, he died, and went back. We're all, even Joseph had to go through a season.
Well,
he went to prison, and around, and the palace, and back again. We all have our season. And sometimes we ask the Lord, why must I go through this? Sometimes he gives a winter season where we're stagnant and dead and still. But then he spends that springtime to take that dead stuff off of us. To make us get up and move and grow. It's laying there, all still. But I think about the fall, all the different colors of leaves. And he gives us that season, the fall season. Everybody looks at it differently. But every color means something. There's a strength in it. And in springtime, the buds come up. And some people love summer. I don't like summer. But it's the sunshine and the brightness that's there. He uses seeds for reasons. He's our exchange agent. He's in charge of our season. So when he puts you in a season, you may go through two seasons in one day. It's according to where you're going, what you're doing. Your summer season may be when you get back home from work. Your winter, oh, I got to go to the job today. So, but it's not just about those seasons that man talks about. But he gives our seasons of joy, of pain, of heartache, of sadness. And we go through it, and sometimes we don't realize he's taking us through it. that we've been there before. But have you ever noticed when you go through a season, when you come to it again, you're prepared for it a little better? You look at it a little differently? As you mature in your seasons, he has you go back and look at the way he wants us to see it. Lord, let me see it through your eyes. Let me go through it through your eyes. He doesn't put more on you than what you can bear. I'm looking at these little children growing up here. They're going through their seasons. We're going through it with them. But we have to pour into their seasons. Speak into their seasons. He's already put in them what they're supposed to have. We have to nurture their seasons. So there's a shaking going on in each and every one of us. There's a beating and there's a pressing. And he knows what we need and when we need it. We can't tell him we want to go here. Sometimes we're not ready for it. So get prepared for our season. So when you're going through a season, remember that God is at the end of it. He's already given you what you need. He's going to stir it up in us to go through the season. Somebody sitting next to you may be going through a winter season. Do they look like it? Can you tell what they're going through? My God is an awesome God. It says, I don't look like what I've been through. You know, you don't look like what you've been through. We look at our seniors. Well, we have babies that are going through. When I had to take radiation, I said to myself, there's babies and children in the hospital that go through a lot more than I do. And the smiles they have for that season, that's be encouraging. Because God sends what we need. Those daily Bible scriptures that we have, I read them every day. If you think about it, speak them into your season. The same ones over and over. And they'll be familiar. So I'm not going to go through all those. I'm recommending those as part of speaking into your spirit. Consider the ebb and flow of your seasons, how they go in and out of your life. But it all has to go about your attitude. Father God, help me through this season. He's given us what we need for each and every season. And sometimes he lets us stay there because we're not ready to throw away all that dead stuff, that old stuff that's keeping us from looking into our season. Well, or even the right person not in the right place. Don't let somebody else speak into your season. I think you should be this, you should be that. But God will speak to you, and you will know it's your season. Bring you think of new things, good things that are happening. As I said, seasons of waiting are over. You will get what God has when your time. Nobody can take what's meant from you. Walk in the rhythm of Jesus. It's my time, and I feel it. It's my time, and I know it, because I'm walking to the rhythm of Jesus. He's leading you. He's ordering your steps. You ask him to order your steps. Walk in what he's given you. Walk in what he's told you. Sometimes we're in the wrong place at the wrong time. I've noticed with my nephews and with my son, God has put them into a season. He's doing something with them. He's using people they didn't know, but he's brought them together. You know it's God's hand in it. God, he's doing a thing in this church. He's doing a new thing, a new season. He's pressing. He's pushing. We're the olive. You're the olive. That's why he's squeezing us and saying, I'm pressing you. I'm pushing you into your season. It is hurting so bad. That vice is so tight. But if you want the anointing, you got to stay there. You got to take that press. You got to take that push. We're sitting here. The young adults are going through a season, going through a pressing. That prayer line, that's a pressing. He's letting them go to somebody with the word of the Lord. He's bringing them up. He's letting them see how you just pour into their spirit. But they're watching us. How you having that pressing? How you having that season? How you doing? Breaking through in the name of Jesus. And there are opportunities for us to see a change, how you look at things differently. When you ask God into your season, into your life, you just look at things differently. You see people differently. Well, God, please let me see this thing the way you want me to see it, not the way I want it to be. We can't peg it to ourselves. Be not to our own understanding, and all our ways acknowledge him. All right, someone's watching you go through your season. We have so many little babies in here. But you know what? Look at these young men. The covering. He's giving us our covering. The younger ones coming in. He's sending the older ones the wisdom and the gray hair to let us know. How did you get through your season? You know, grandma said, I prayed to the Lord. Well, they didn't have anything, but they prayed to the Lord. And when I was doing Ecclesiastes, you know, when you're in school, I'm old school. We learned the 23rd Psalm. I knew Ecclesiastes. I just knew everything in the Bible. That's all I needed was the 23rd Psalm and Ecclesiastes. A time for this, a time for that. But they both enact at the same time. A time of love and a time of hate. It's how you handle it. Lord, let me handle this in a loving way. Although the flesh may say, the natural way, they hate this. But God will say, do it in a loving way. In our season. We do better in our season if we listen to God, to the spiritual side of it. He will take us through it. Have you ever been in a situation you thought was impossible? Think about it. Maybe today. But God brought you through it.
Thank you, Lord.
He's done it every single time. Okay. It's the end of a particular season in our life. They flow together. They ebb together. He brings you through. And I think about children who have parents. I think about Sister Pam. Now she talks about how God took through situations. Don't you know those children pray about their mama? Because there's nobody like mama. Lord, help my mama through. They've seen the prayer of the righteous avail as much. Each of us has said here. We had testimony today how God had already told us what to do and how to go forth and do something. But we didn't listen to the seed and he was putting us in. In Job 23:10, but he knows the way that I take when he has tried me. I shall come forth as gold. Remember, Job was a righteous man. God tried him. He lost everything. That was quite a bit of pruning and turning. But he gave him more than enough. We have people who have lost children, lost property, but who took you through? He took you through that season. You call upon the name of Jesus.
Well,
Wednesday, they predicted all the snow. What was going to happen, how bad it was going to be, and told people you got to go do this and that. But who is in control? The Almighty God is in control. And every time we have a season, we have to think, Father God, you took me through this before. You don't change. You're the same from day to day. So when you're going through your seasons, think about God as our exchange agent. What does he want me to learn from this? What can I go through for this? But give him the glory. And it's in his word. Those scriptures are there. Like I said, the daily Bible readings, pray them out loud and claim it. He says, I will never give you more than you can bear. Before you were in your mother's womb, I prepared you for this. Whatever we have, whatever season, he has given it to you. He gives us the armor every day, the whole armor, to step out on his word. He's shot us with what we need, but we have to believe it. If you're still grieving, get up off of it. Get up off of it. He's giving you what you need. He's pressing you to call on him in his mighty name. Father God, deliver me from this and believe it. Believe it. That's what he's doing to you. If he's giving you an illness, rebuke it in the name of Jesus. They don't understand. We understand. It's that faith walk. He is our exchange agent. He went on the cross, shed his blood, that no matter what we're going through, no, whatever season we're in, he has already delivered us from us. It's a faith walk in the name of Jesus. We're all sitting here with something on our minds. We're all sitting here with, Lord, you're pressuring me for this. And if you think about it, he's already delivered you from it. But we're still stuck in it. So therefore, he can't bring the spring into your life or the summer into your life because you're still holding on to that. That sunshine is right there, just outside. He's pressing and pressing and pressing. Now, when they give it the forecast, they're talking about spring. They say, go to the farmer's almanac. I tell you, go to the spiritual almanac, the Bible. It's not full of predictions. Every promise God gives will come true. It's right there. When he gave this word, I said, now, they said, go to the farmer's almanac. They'll tell you how long winter is, spring, what tools you need. But what I thought about was, you don't know when God's coming. The second he asks, you can't put a date on it. So this day, you consult that almanac. You consult that word. Because he's ready there to deliver us from it. We recognize it. The spiritual almanac. And our spiritual almanac has grace in it. Grace, all of God you will ever need. Whatever is happening is in God's hands. He has grace over your life. He's already spoken it. He died for it. He has given us grace. He's given you mercy also in his spiritual almanac. It's in his word. He is in your presence every single day.
Well,
He can give you the peace that surpasses all understanding as you're going through, as you're pressing through your season. Joy, peace, love. Wake up in the morning and say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I take your peace. I accept your peace. Wake up with you because He's already getting it to us. Walk in His peace. In Psalm 91:11, He orders His angels to protect you wherever you are. Lord, protect us in all circumstances. There's nobody greater. He's Alpha and Omega. He can speak and the winds will be still.
Well.
So He's given us what we need, the grace and the mercy He's given us. God is our change agent. Trust Him. Pastor kept saying, trust Him. No weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Thank you, Lord.
You just have Him. That's enough right there. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. It is impossible. You have to put that faith in there. Just sprinkle it all over the soil. You ever notice farmers rotate their crops to nourish it. So we have to sometimes rotate our prayers. Praise Him. Get a new scripture, not that same old scripture. But shout out a new scripture. Give Him a new praise in the name of Jesus. Come a different way. That almanac has every single word we need in every situation. In Jeremiah 17:7-8. Blessed are those who thirst in the Lord. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried or about the long-standing weather. Their leaves stay green. If you're rooted and grounded in Jesus, you may sway from the right to the left. But nothing's going to pull you out. Stay rooted and grounded in that word when you're going through.
Grounded.
Rooted deep down. You can pull all you want. We've talked about dunamis in Bible study. That's that power. We have the dunamis of the Lord. Just call on His power when you sway from side to side. That's the pressing and the shaking and the beating. We were talking about pressing in Sunday school. And I'm old school again. So we were talking about the men who press their shirts. So all of a sudden, all the faces lit up. I pressed my shirt. They were looking good, too. I give them credit. Then one person that I had an iron I bought 20 years ago. And it cost $120, but it's still pressing. But Jesus gave us that blood a long time ago. And it's still pressing. So He's given us that press we need. No matter what we're going through, we can press it down and smile about Jesus. Because He gave us the blood, that pressing power, no matter what it's like, no matter what you may go through. And I remember I had 40 years on the job, do 40 days of Lent. I got this last class. I said, Lord, have mercy. For these third graders. But they were like from pre-kindergarten to second grade. So I went to my principal. I said, you know, you give me all kinds of children, but I can't do this. It's too much. You know what he told me? No. So when I go to God and I say, I can't do this, what is he going to tell me? But no. I give you everything you need to do the job. And what he did, I did the job. But I had to change my attitude. My class was so bad. Everybody was coming every morning just to look at them and have a good laugh. I mean, I said, oh God, oh you got to help me, Jesus. So what I did, I would go in, plead the blood on every name. I'd say, Lord, today you'll give me something funny to get through this day. And he did it. And he brought me through. So sometimes our boss is not going to let us go because they know more about what we can take. He's already put it in you. When you were born, he put in you what you need to make that threat. He already put it in you. It's right there. And I said to myself, I thought I was sick, you know. Because they give me the baddest kids and all that. And this, I said, Lord, 40 years. I thought about Moses in the Promised Land, 40 years. And I said, it's time to go. And Lord, you gave me a bunch like this, hard-headed people. Just like the Promised Land. And I went into the principal, you know. He said, no. No. Because you can handle it. No matter what he's giving you. No matter what a mixture he's giving you during your pressing, you can handle it. Because he's given you what you need deep down inside. You were born with it, and he's stirring it up inside you. So you're sitting here right now saying, I can't do this, I can't do that. No, he has given you what you're supposed to do. But are you walking in what he has given you? Or are you walking in what you want to live in? What you want to give in? As you go through, when you make the press, there are going to be changes. Things that tempt you. The other week, he's giving his message. The other morning, I was in my room, and I heard something say, Janice, I hopped up. Nothing was there. I said, Lord, I know how you speak to me. I'm going to admit that I have been in a desert place since I retired. I have been in a desert place since I He said, get up from there. I made you better than that. Get up from there. You're not walking in your presence. You're not. He convicted me. I knew how to say the words and encourage everybody else. But I was under attack. I was under attack. You know, I was so sick going to work, and I made you press. I said, Lord, I was sicker than this, and I had a better spirit. I had given up. I had given up on God. I could encourage everybody else. Tell them what to do and what to say. And here I was not walking in my presence. Not walking in what he had given me. Not letting that anointing flow. And I said, but I'm going to get up from here. Because I looked and there was nothing there. But he's going to talk to me 3 times. He's done it. He'll call your name. Because he's preparing you for something. There's a shifting taking place. There's something going on in you. If he gives you a sickness, it's because he knows you can handle it. He's given you what you need to bear. If he's given you a sick child, he knows you can handle it. If he's given you a new job, a new house, he knows you can handle it. But the season wasn't right. Your greater is coming. Because your greater is in you. He put it in you. It's there. No matter how old the child is, their greater is in them. Look into their eyes. Look into their spirit. Show them how to go through. Don't walk around your head down. You say, in the morning, you say, thank you, Jesus, I plead the blood. And let them know that God gave you what you need. He's taking you through what you need to go through. The pressing, the beating. Glory to God. Because he has found you worthy in his name to represent him. We're representatives of his. He's our agent. He has given you what you need. Don't sit here with your head down. I don't have no money. I don't have no clothes like that. God has given each and every one of us something special. A gift. Somebody could be admiring you for your voice. And you walk around, I don't have no clothes. Lord, if I had your voice, I'd be praising him. So no matter what you don't have, let him bring up what you do have. The pressing, the purging, the anointing, the oiling. He's just pressing us as olives. Your greater is coming. Your greater is right there. Here and now. It's in us. He's giving it to us. You combat worry and anxiety. When you do it, you're sinning against him. He said, I prepared you whoever's going to come to you. We have on the whole armor. He said, I'm going to fight your battle for you. You're on the job. Go in the morning. Praise God. Thank you for the job. Go on about your business. And you'll know pretty soon you won't even feel the way you used to. We have to call upon his name. Now, the third thing is we have to declare it in the name of Jesus. Yeah. You know, the anointing, the victory. Pastor, I want to tell you something. There's been a reality show going on in this church for 14 years. Everybody to reality shows. The real Christians are PPP and WCC. That's what it's called. So all you that love reality shows, you're on the show. He's been pressing, and they're watching how we're walking. To God be the glory, the word, the ministry. It's a reality show. When we step in, we see a reality show from up here. We see all kinds of attitudes, all kinds of moods. When we get together for fellowship, it's a reality show. Well, is God the center of it? Is it anointed by God? Is the word being spoke? You know, nobody's taping it. But the words of the mouth and the meditation of our hearts are settled in his sight. We have a mission statement. We have all of that because God provided it. So the pressing, now the anointing. The anointing comes from the head of the church. The oil runs down from the top. The pressing is here. The pressing on all of us. We have to speak it. We have to declare the victory in the name of Jesus. Are you ready to receive your blessing? Are you ready to receive it? Do you believe it in the name of Jesus? You have to say it and believe it. And Sister June said, you told me, God, a week ago, what you're going to do. But I'm still crying. Guilty. He told us. We heard it, but did we listen to his words?
Well,
in his word, he said he would deliver us. The Lord gives wisdom from his mouth and knowledge and understanding. We must take what he has given us and speak it into existence. The anointing, he's given us the oil. He's pressed us. He's beat us. Now we have to pour it out. We have to declare it in the name of Jesus. Paul was in prison in Philippians 1:12. I want to report to you, friends, that my punishment, imprisonment, has not had the opposite, its intended effect. Instead of being squelched, the message has actually prospered. When you're in the midst, what people meant for good, God turns it around. And think of how many were saved when he was in prison. But he declared in the name of Jesus.
Well,
every time the Roman soldiers changed, two more soldiers were delivered. When you come into the sanctuary, you listen to the testimonies, you talk to each other, someone's going to be delivered. When you're preaching the word, the anointing is coming down. Your greater is coming. Romans 14:7, God's kingdom is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And we've been saved. What we're going through now is nothing like the glory, the anointing we're going to get after this. And this week, Minister Robinson sent out an email about we're looking at something that's not even there, trying to anticipate. Leave it alone. God is going to tell you what he wants and how to go about it. And we have to follow it. So we have to declare that every state and every season we're in, your promises are going to be kept. You're going to do what you told me you're going to do. I declare, I don't have to live like this anymore. I declare, I won't answer to that name anymore. I declare truly goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. On Ash Wednesday, somebody declared we were pregnant. And he's going to deliver us in 40 days. I declare, whatever you fasting about, declare it right now in the name of Jesus. Declare it. We're not going to have any early delivery to any cesarean because God is in control. 40 days, and he will deliver it. And it says when you get old and gray, the wisdom's going to come out. We have old and gray. Let's say gray. Sitting around here. They can pour into our spirit. They can help us with the pressing. They've been there already. March 4th. Speak it to our children. Let them know no matter what they're going through, that we're pouring into their spirit. Your greater is coming.
Well,
your greater is in you. Declare it for him to stir it up right now in the name of Jesus. Your greater is right here. It's not coming. It's here. We're going to declare it in the name of Jesus. The blessings of God chase me down and overtake me if you just open your mouth and believe it. But first of all, you have to accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. None is saved but by him. So if you're sitting here and you're pressing and you're going through and the shaking is taking place, you need the blood. The blood to run down. The anointing to come down. You're out of the line of safety. Salvation is free in the name of Jesus. He's already purchased it. He's got your circle of blessings coming around. But you have to claim it in the name of Jesus. Your greater is coming. Your greater is here. Your greater is now. Your greater is in the name of Jesus. You have victory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, you are my hope. For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's only one name you can be saved. There's only one name that's going to take you to the shaking and the beating and the pressing. There's nothing like the blood of Jesus.
Well,
so if you're sitting here going through your season, if you're sitting here wanting to be the olive that's ready to be squeezed and get the anointing, cry out, I declare in the name of Jesus, Father God, that I want you to take over my life. Take over this situation. Name it, claim it. And with our faith, your pressing is coming. It's done. Your glory is being revealed. God is in control. So if you're out of the, you want to listen to the man's forecast? No. Go to that spiritual almanac, the Bible. God's promises are there. He's the same today and forever. So call upon the name of Jesus. Everywhere you go, there's something about that name. There's something about that name. The greater is coming. Because there's nobody greater than Jesus. I ask you to stand right now and receive Jesus, who came down, died, went around in a circle, and Jesus poured into us. The greater is coming. The greater is here. The greater is in you. Call upon the name of Jesus. Press, press, press. And he's going to straighten out in the blood. This is Communion Sunday. The blood was here. The beautiful ushers coming down, the whole service. Communion just makes me realize how every day, the blood, plead the blood over our children, plead the blood over our church, over our, but the anointing is at the head. Do you see the anointing flowing down? The pressing flowing down. It flows down from the shepherd to you from the word. It's in the word. Go to the spiritual almanac, the word.
Well.
No predictions. There are promises. My greater is here. I'm claiming my greater in the name of Jesus. You want to come down and accept the Lord Savior, Jesus Christ, as your Savior. Salvation is yours in the name of Jesus. Your pressing is coming there. No doubt about it. But glory to God. And I want to say, when God makes the cake, he's going to mix it all up. Like Grandma Bethany, we should say, come taste this and say, ew, that tastes bad. But when it all comes together, it's worth it. God's cake is worth it. All the coming together, the pressing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This message is more for me than for you. Because first, we have to feel it, Lord.
Amen.
He told me, get up from there. 40 years is nothing. I got 40 more for you to go. Get up from there and make that press. Get up from there and make that anointing. Get up from here. There's something else he wants you to go through. I know how powerful he is. Think about it right now. He's taking you through seasons with your children, with your health, with your family, on your job. But claim the victory in the name of Jesus. God bless you.